Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Name is Mike Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling really sane. Name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And like I said, I'm feeling really good. Had a fantastic, fantastic weekend of winning. I told you guys I had the Gorilla Bowl. Man versus monkey. Man versus monkey. Well, I beat his ass. Not once. Oh, no. I beat his ass real nice and real proper. I scored over 200 points on Baba fucking Bowie. I also won my money league where I also scored over 200 points, but that's neither here nor there. I am currently wearing a monkey skin banana hammock after skinning that dusty, dirty ape Baba Booey alive. It started on Thursday night, the Thursday night thumpers, Tyreek the Freak times two, T. Higgins, and even Joey Burrow, who came so close to being ranted on, he has no idea. I hated seeing what I saw happen to Tua, and then the fallout began. And obviously, we're going to talk about that. And I have a fantastic... Yeah, we're doing full NFL today. Because I have one of the greats. One of the greatest to ever do it. Friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Friend in real life. Hall of Famer. Super Bowl champion. Outspoken. Great personality. Shit talker. Warren Sapp is joining me on today's I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I want to ask him about the Tua situation. I want to ask him about Lamar Jackson. I want to ask him about Brett Favre. I want to ask him about that fucking kook Antonio Brown. I want to ask him about who's winning the Super Bowl. I want to ask him about Tom Brady. The Hall of Famer, the QB killer, Warren Sapp is in Tsukasa. Is it Tsukasa? Tsukasa. joining me later on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, but it was just a great weekend of winning. I have to give a shout out to TJ Hockenson, who I have as my tight end on both teams. Your beautiful hair. Beautiful hair. That fucking head of hair and your performance was so amazing. But your hair, when you jump in the air, when you run down the field, you are now a I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You are now a Rappaport's Delight family member for life. Big Hawk put up the 7th most points for a tight end in fantasy football history. TJ Hockenson of the Detroit Lions. And listen, the Detroit Lions, I thought they were going to be shit. Okay? They're a competitive, good, fun team. Obviously, they have holes, but they've turned things around from what they were last year, which was disgusting. Also, Josh Jacobs, I never lost faith in you. Derek Carr, you finally decided to give the rock to JJ, Josh Jacobs, and he delivered big time. The good Christian for finally breaking out of his funk. I don't know if he had a hip injury, a quad injury, elbow, toes, but the good Christian, CMC, Christian McCaffrey, looked fantastic despite that dancing fool of a quarterback. Baker Mayfield, you stink. I've never liked Baker Mayfield. I'm going to talk about him later. I think he's getting an award on this show. Baker, I've never liked that dancing fool. Baker Mayfield. Other shout out I have to give to Rashad Penny. Even though you were on my bench in both leagues, I am so proud to have you on my team. I am so proud of your performance. You weren't needed this week. Oh, but you'll be needed real soon. That big tooth ape does not know what hit him. I buried that fuck. The monkey bowl is ours. The monkey bowl trophy is mine. And I share it with you, all of you, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners, a.k.a. the Rappa Pack, the worldwide Rappa Pack. London, Spain, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, Poland, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United States, parts unknown. We share the Monkey Bowl trophy. I lapped him. I doubled that motherfucker in points. Shame on you, Monkey. Shame on you. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you, you big horse tooth orangutan, you fucking dusty, dirty, yuck mouth gorilla. But it was a fun weekend of football. The Bills and the Ravens. Jumbo Josh came back in the rain. I don't know why they didn't just kick the field goal, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. You want to play with these analytics? The Jaguars and the Eagles. The Jaguars, they came out hot, but the Eagles, they mopped them up in another rain game, which I got to tell you something. I'm sick and tired. Let me tell you something. It's been raining for 5 days straight here in New York. Not hurricane rain. Shout out to everybody in Florida. People who have families, friends that have been affected by the terrible, terrible storms, the hurricane down there in Florida. But it has been damp up here in New York. Like, just damp. I think it's the last 4 days. Just you got to wear like a raincoat when you leave the house, because otherwise you'll come back and you'll be damp. And the Eagles, even though I don't like to admit it, they look fucking good. They look really good. Me and the Dust Brothers, Miles Jordan, the Bleach Brothers, affectionately, we had a conversation. And trust me, I don't like saying this, and I know I'm going to piss off a lot of listeners, that the Philadelphia Eagles could possibly go undefeated this season. It's not something I want to see. But we watch the games. We watch all the games because to be the best, you have to be ahead of the curve. Watch the Bears and the Giants. My Giants, it ain't pretty, but they get it done. It ain't fucking pretty. Next week, they face the Packers in London. So get your sleep, Saquon, Danny Dimes. Get your sleep. But they're playing in London early, so I'll be up real early. Well, I'm in Minnesota. I'm in Minnesota this weekend. I am performing in Minnesota this weekend at the Marvelous Mall of America, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. at the House of Comedy in Bloomington, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Come see me in Minnesota. It's going to be, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be fantastic. And then the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd of October, I'll be in Austin, Texas. So the next 2 weeks, this week I'll be in Minnesota, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Austin, Texas, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I got plenty of dates. I'm going to be in Michigan. I'm going to be in St. Louis. I'm going to be doing dates all over Michigan. Some of the shows are already sold out. I'm going to be in Miami, Portland, and closing out 2022 in Pleasanton at Tommy T's. All tickets, all information, all links are up at my site, michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Come see me live and disruptive on stage. But it was a great weekend of sports, great weekend of NFL. NBA is just a fucking, it's around the corner, folks. Preseason has started. Chiefs beat the shit out of the Bucks, who got revenge for that Super Bowl loss 2 years ago. And I like to pat myself on the back because last week we gave out the first ever They Are Better Than You Think award to the Atlanta Falcons. And look what they did against the Cleveland Browns. They won. They're better than you think. Are they winning a Super Bowl? Fuck no. But they're better than you think. The Falcons are the only team in the NFL to be 4-0 against the spread. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Like I said, we have the Hall of Famer Warren Sapp joining us on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast later on. And we're giving out some awards. I'm going to just jump into the awards because we're giving out some standard Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Awards, and we're giving out some new awards. We have a new award this week. We have the Who the Fuck Is That Guy Player of the Week. The first ever inaugural Who the Fuck Is That Guy Player of the Week goes to Bailey Zappi. Who the fuck is that guy? He's the rookie third-string quarterback for the New England Patriots, who was thrust into action with Mac Jones hurt and with Hoyer concussed this week. Bailey looked really good and almost led the New England Patriots to an overtime upset win in Lambeau, but almost doesn't count. Bill Belichick, you fuck you. Running around, throwing your headset, screaming and yelling, look like a fucking asshole, you fuck. Your team got cooked. But shout out to Bailey Zappi. Who the fuck is that guy? Who may be under center for the next few weeks. The Can't Count Them Out Award goes to another quarterback who came out of seemingly nowhere, Cooper Rush of the Dallas Cowboys, who I believe has only started 4 games in his career. Looking good on the yard. I can give credit. He's getting it done. Led the Dallas Cowboys to 3 straight wins against the Bengals, my Giants, and the Washington, what the fuck are they called, the Commanders. Not the best wins, not the best teams, but a win is a win. And Dak may be coming back soon, but listen, you'll never have to buy a beer again in Dallas, Cooper Rush. The wildest story of the week that got swept under the rug award goes to J.J. Watt. Thank God you're okay, J.J. Watt. But on Thursday, J.J. Watt had an abnormal heart rhythm and had to be shocked back into gear. How he wound up playing on Sunday, I have no idea. But he played on Sunday and played extremely well to lead the Cardinals to victory, batting down balls, including a game-changing interception. JJ, you're one of the good guys in professional sports. I don't know how they let him play. I am glad you're okay, but that is a crazy fucking story. His heart basically stopped. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And they had to shock it back into gear. And he played football 3 days later. Baker Mayfield. You know what? I'm going to the second ever You're Dead to Me award. The second ever Your Dead to Me award goes to Baker the Faker Mayfield. I've been on your ass since you came in to the league with your dancing and your dumb shit. I never thought you were cute. I never thought you could dance. I never thought you had moves. I always thought you were full of shit. I don't know. I don't follow you. There was just something about you that I never liked. And you have my running back, so I have to watch the games. And they're ugly. You're throwing balls, no Bruno, over wide receivers. You're making DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson look crazy on the yard. You're a little pipsqueak. You can't even see over the line. Your balls get battered down left and right. You're dead to me, you fuck. You've been dead to me. And you have a generational talent in my guy CMC Christian McCaffrey at your disposal. And you got to look an average until it's garbage time because you're garbage. Baker Mayfield, you spend too much time dancing around doing this fucking commercials. Nobody wanted to deal with this stuck-up prima donna, and they shipped him out of Cleveland in favor of a sick fuck. They brought in a sick fuck just to get rid of you. You're going to get your coach fired, and you, Baker Mayfield, unfortunately, you're going to be playing in the CFL. Baker Mayfield, you're dead to me, you fuck you. Week 5 is coming up. And there's games that I'm excited to watch. The first game is in Sunday, as I mentioned. The Packers versus the Giants. I need to get to London for a game sometime. That would be ill to go to London to watch an NFL game. Do we even have a UK Rapper Pack? I don't know if we have a UK Rapper Pack. DM me and let me know. I'll do a live podcast. I know if I went over to London with my wife, she'd be like, the last fucking thing we're doing in London is spending 6 hours at a football game. We'll figure it out. But I don't even know if we have a UK Rapper Pack like leader.
But I'm excited about that game. I'm excited about the Falcons at the Bucks. I'm excited about the Cowboys at the Rams, and I'm excited about the Eagles at the Cardinals. The NFL may be more competitive than we have ever seen. Even the winless Texans have been in every single game this season. And like I said, they haven't won shit. They stink. But I need to ask Warren Sapp about the Philadelphia Eagles, because if you look at their schedule, listen, it's a long season. But based on everything we know four games into the season, they have a chance of going undefeated. They got the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Texans, the Commanders, the Colts, the Packers, the Titans, the Giants again, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Saints, and then the Giants one more time. Yo, New York Giants, if you lose to the fucking Philadelphia Eagles and let them go undefeated twice, I don't know what to say. But it could happen. It could happen. I told you so. The I told you so of the year may be me saying they would win in the NFC East. Okay, we love football. We watch all the games. We love sports. And if you do too, join us at Captain Picks. Go to CaptainPicks.com for all our plays every single day. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. When you sign up, trust me, you will not regret it. It's a collective of winners. Okay? CaptainPicks.com for all our plays every single day. With no further introduction, let me bring in the Hall of Famer, the MVP, the Super Bowl champion, the QB killer, friend in real life, friend of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's bring in my man, Warren Sapp. The QB killer, Hall of Famer, incredible shit talker, one of the best to ever do it. My man, Warren Sapp, Sapp and Rap is back. Glad to have you back on the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I always talk to you in real life, but I was like, I got to touch base with my man.
It's been a month of football. It's about time for us to touch bases right now, because there's some bullshit going on and we got to address it.
Okay, I'll let you take the floor. What? There's a lot of bullshit going on across the board. What is the most pressing thing on your head right now?
There was one rule always when we went to training camp. The defense was ahead of the offense. And that was never the case, because offenses come out, score points. Lamar Jackson had more touchdowns in week three than 30 NFL teams. Are you shitting me?
What does that mean? Explain it. Explain it to the layman, Sapp. What does that mean?
Okay. When we talk about NFL teams, there's a brand new slate. No defensive coordinator has any plays that you're ready to run or you're used to running or you want to run. So now it's all fresh. So a defense has to come out and play vanilla and just allow them to go, and we only give up certain things. No offense is scoring. What the hell is going on?
So how do they fix that? Is it good for the game? Is it bad for the game? Is it good for the fans?
Not good, because we open up the middle of the field. We can't hit nobody anymore. Ain't no more bang. Right. Ain't no more bang aid. Ain't no more, cross the middle, good collisions. You get to run down the field scot-free, just catch the damn ball. Nobody's going to hit you.
Right.
And we watch them drop passes. No fourth down. Third down is off the wax. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
In regards to the hitting, obviously, I know you have friends that you played with, people that came before you, that came after you, people that are in the league, the Tua situation last week. What is your take on that? Let's start in Buffalo and then bring me to the Monday night game.
Actually, we were in Miami. They were playing at home in Miami. He pushes him. We all see him hit his head on the turf. We all know what this is. And whenever you hit the back of your head, that's where your vision is. So he hits the back of his head, and they're in a two-minute situation. So naturally, he gets up and wants to continue because they're in a two-minute situation. This is a crucial point where you steal some points and turn around the second half and do some special things. He gets up, and I know instantly the coach on the sideline with yelling the play in his ear. And if you've ever heard that damn thing in that headphone, it's almost like a ringing. I bet that took him down more than the hit did. I'm telling you, Mike, if you ever put one of those headphones on when those coaches call in with that microphone, oh my God. The first time I heard it, I said, what the fuck? Don't ever in my...
Is it loud and just, it's not like soft talking, like...
Like me and you doing right now? It's like... You're like, what the... Oh, it's unbelievable. He drops down to his knees. His teammates are holding him up. Now they're going to tell me that was what? A neck and back injury? I don't remember him grabbing his back.
Right.
I remember them grabbing his neck, holding the back of his neck. It's like they've eliminated the word concussed. Remember a couple years ago, they had the word concussed, and we were having fun with it. Oh, he was concussed on that play. They don't want to talk about that anymore. Because concussed means concussion, and concussion means CTE. And CTE means the game is leaving people in worse shape than they came into the game. Therefore, you need to put a stifling on the back end of that's what they're running from.
Now, I want to follow up with you on that, but hold on.
Uh-huh.
Do you think, I was surprised that they left him in the game because you see guys now, they take a hit. Sometimes it looks like they should stay in the game. Sometimes it's obvious that they should leave the game. As far as this CTE era that we're playing in, and obviously you don't want to see anybody get hurt, to me, and I don't watch as much as you, and I certainly don't watch as much college as most people, and as I'm sure you, but for me, that was the first time in this new era where they're really going out of their way to make people safe that they let somebody play. I was surprised that they let him come back in the game.
Are you serious? First, let me share something with you. This guy is an independent doctor away from the team. The guy that they fired, that told the team. Yeah, all right. That's their scapegoat. Because if they were to fire the coach, the doctor that's affiliated with the team, now the team has personal knowledge of him being concussed and put him back on the field. They're blaming it on the outside doctor. Fire him, bring another one in. And the team has no liability in it. Do you see where I'm going?
I got you.
All right. So now, what NFL quarterback have you seen get hit like that, that they wasn't going to put back in the game? Bobby Hoyer. Hi, Bobby Hoyer. After Tua went down, Bobby Hoyer got hit Sunday on a round of gray. 52 from the Green Bay Packers came around the corner, hit him, drove him to the ground. His head didn't even hit the ground. Concussion. You're out of here. They took a whole new stance on it after the Tua thing.
They stepped it up to another level.
Oh, it's on a real, real bitch-assness level. Now, anything that looks like no-go, you're gone.
Do you think he should have played in that Monday night game last week where he got hit again and, you know, and like, you know, that crazy position that he was in? Like, if that was your teammate, if that was your son, that's the reference. If that was, you know, someone you were coaching, would you have let him play?
The thing that we do is next man up. You heard of Wally Pipp, right?
Yeah.
Every football, basketball, any professional athlete, that's the one name that rings in your head is Wally Pipp. I step off this field for one day, I might not start for the next 2,130 straight games. That's what we live by. So when you live by that and the backup quarterback can't launch it like Tua can to the Cheetah and Waddle, and we in a game against the Buffalo Bills and we trying to get this win, but here's the thing, me and Marshall Faulk, Michael Irvin, all of us, Kurt Warner, all of us that watch Thursday Night Football and broadcast and say, this is the worst brand of football we can put out. For two reasons.
Because of what?
We just played 4 days ago on Sunday.
Yeah.
Your body is saying to you, what the hell are you doing? We supposed to be working out, getting a little lactic acid out. We getting ready because we're not playing until Friday, Saturday. 3 more days. Dude, when you shorten the week, short week on the road, that team wins that game like 15, 13% of the time. That's just what it is. You're leaving your house on Wednesday and you played on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you didn't get back until Monday off a road trip and now you got to go on the road on Wednesday to play on Thursday. Your body is saying, stop it. That's what it's saying. Stop it.
After a rough game when you were in the league, Thursday, you're still recovering.
I never played on Thursday. Thank God. Not one time. Not one time did I ever play on a Thursday night. And when they came out with it, I'm like, dude, I mean, you'd almost have to come out the game on Sunday to get ready for Thursday night. There's no way you play 60-minute, four-quarter game, turn around, and then turn Thursday. No way.
So in your circles of the guys you just mentioned and, you know, so many of your friends in the league, you know, you guys, obviously, we say it was a tougher era, but you see the consequences for some guys. Like, what is your take on, you know, the precautions now? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's not good? Do you think it's so, like, what is your take on it? Do you wish that had been in place when you played?
There was a rheumatologist, the head of the concussion board, my 13 years. A rheumatologist that actually wrote in a medical journal that back-to-back concussions aren't worse than any other way. It's just regular contact. This dude actually wrote this. So it's almost like the NFL is like big tobacco with cancer. Like, cigarettes don't cause cancer. Football don't cause concussion. Football don't cause CTE. Well, what the fuck does? Mm. Please let me know, because evidently the independent doctors y'all have is on the take too, because he should have made a call. Your eyes could see that man was concussed.
Right.
He got hit the back of his head and fell down to the ground. That's no go. Come out the game right now. And then, Mike, we've been watching football a long time. I've never seen a man fingers through that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, it was one of those spine-chilling moments for me as a football player, because I hunt the quarterback. I love the quarterback. They all taste like chicken. Ain't nothing like my stomach flipped. I said, my God, dog. I mean, we remember Don Beebe with the arm up on the Monday Night Football. Dude, his fingers. That's such an involuntary movement, and it's locked. It was a real bad situation for everybody involved, and they scapegoated the independent doctor. That independent doctor does not make a call except to the team doctor.
I understand.
You see it?
I yeah.
You see it? There's no liability with an independent guy we brought in giving us information to say put him back in the game. So instead of getting a team doctor, they fired an independent guy.
In an era where watching sports means making money from your couch, there's only one team to join. Captain Picks. Captain Picks was created to help break all bookies for beginning bettors or seasoned veterans. Strategy, expertise, bankroll management. By signing up for a daily, weekly, or monthly subscription, you receive an all-access pass to curated U.S. and global sports picks that are made by professional handicapping captains 24/7. Make money around the clock. This is a community built of men and women just like you who want to win but don't have time to attack the lines alone. Celebrate the one-year anniversary of Captain Picks by using promo code HBD at checkout for 30% off any subscription at CaptainPicks.com. Captain Picks, the time to win is now.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk about some other bullshit that's going on.
No. What's up with your boy AB over in Dubai?
Oh, I mean,
I gotta go there because there's two questions I have. Is that a man in front of you? And why are you aroused?
What is he doing?
Two questions. Is that a man in front of you in that picture I see?
Right.
And why are you aroused?
Does he not have any homeboys like to be like, you have to stop. Like, you stop. Enough is enough. Like, chill. Just stop. You're not, you fucked this. Like, he blames everybody but himself. Like, he fucked this up himself. He should still be playing in the NFL, making that money.
Dude, he was on the road down 14 points, and Tom Brady's going to throw him the ball 5, 6, 8 more times that game. Just go run the damn routes. But because we were in a situation where Godwin was down, Mike Evans was down, and we needed him. See, whenever you get to a situation where you need one of these prima donnas, that's when they flip. That's when they flip. Because when you were just one of the guys and you were addition to Godwin, Mike Evans, and the other guys, Brady and all the guys, and Brady was throwing it around and doing all that, them guys went down, and now AB was laying like, hey, ain't got nobody else to put in the game.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. That amount of talent, I mean, what did he catch, 5-plus balls for like 50-some straight weeks or something like that in the NFL?
Right.
It's
right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable talent. But once you've tripped that wire and gone on the other side, I'd rather not even look at you. And now I'm looking at him in the pool with this madness. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it, dog.
Right.
What are you
it's
doing?
Not good.
You ain't got a personal pool at home?
Right. You said we when you mentioned your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got ran over by the motivated Mahomes boy and the Chiefs who are out for revenge. I mean, the Buccaneers didn't play badly, but they abandoned the run. Give us some inside scoop on what's going on with Tom Brady. What is your assessment of him, the four games? What is your assessment of the team? Break it all down.
The other side of the ball is where I go because you lead a goat along. The man has 7 championships. That's like going to Halle Berry or Alicia Keys' house 10 times and getting that ass 7. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
the other 3 times, they gave you a little fellatio. So you 10 for 10. Are you kidding me, right? Hey, he's
right.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT. But what I see on the other side of the ball is what's driving. Oh, they did an interview with Shaq Barrett and asked him, what does he see the difference between this O-line and the O-line he faced in the Super Bowl? You won't guess what he said.
What did he say?
He bust out laughing, so I see the same shit.
Now, what do you see? What do you see with that defensive line? Why were the Chiefs, who are not a running team, they had everybody running all over them. Why were they able to do that? Break it down from a football point of view.
Got you. From the defensive tackle point of view. Because can you name me one defensive tackle from Tampa Bay after watching last night's game?
No.
Exactly. They were invisible. Vita Vega, Akeem Hicks, fat ass from Chicago that they brought down here, who don't even get in the stands before the guy's in motion. He didn't even play last night. And then they won't play 95, who's a real active. I mean, I love this kid. He ain't the biggest, he ain't the strongest, but he does his job. And then Golston from Ohio State just running around inside. I mean, our linebackers and DBs were making tackle all night. I say, they're getting 8 yards a carry. You're going to put Pat Mahomes, a $500 million quarterback, in 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1 all day? Shit. No, 2nd-and-2 and 2nd-and-1. They were running for 8 yards a pop whenever they wanted it. And the kid number 10, I remember going to training camp out to Kansas City working with Chris Jones in the D-line. And I saw this kid with number 10 on, and I looked at him. I said, do you know what you're doing? He said, what? I said, do you know what number you're putting on right now? He said, I'll be all right, Sal. And I said, right then, I said, this kid's going to be okay. He looked me dead in my eyes and said, I'll be all right, Sal. I promise you. I said, oh, shit. You know, he put the cheetah's number on.
Right.
That
right.
kid, oh, this kid came to play, boy. And they got number 1, number 40, and 25. They got 4 running backs that can do it all. I mean, they got a real nice system. The enemy and Andy Reid calling the plays. Receiver number 24, what's he, the new Amari Rashad? What the fuck?
Yep.
Number 24 as a receiver. Really? Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
These fucking kids. These kids, they kill me with these numbers. They kill me with these numbers.
But as far as your Bucks, can they tighten up the defense? Do they have the personnel, or is it coaching, or is it just, is it, what is it?
We have the personnel. Right now, it's about do we want to? Because, like I said, Akeem Hicks won't even want to put his hand in the ground until the motion starts. I'm like, what are we doing here? Ball ready, we're ready. Ball ready, you're ready to pull this trigger every time as a defensive lineman. And I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it all year long. If Mike Evans don't go after Lattimore, we lose the Saints game because we were walking dead in that game.
Right.
Walking dead. And then the last 2 weeks, we were in mud against Green Bay, who has one of the worst defenses in the league. In Kansas City last night, we fumbled the opening kickoff.
As a player, you're on the defensive side. You don't take kickoffs. What does that do to a team?
Demoralizes you. Somebody was not ready to play. I don't know if the hurricane threw him off. He was trying to move his mom's and some food or water or whatever. I don't know what it was. But, dude, you don't catch the opening kickoff and fumble that thing. And you put Pat Mahomes on the 15-yard line, the open. Come on, man. We got the GOAT versus the boat.
Right.
And both of them are deadly.
Right.
You do not give them mistakes. You do not give them short fields. It was a bad night at the office. But Tom picked it up. I mean, we got no more than, what, 21 behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, we made no plays on defense. Shit, they took them to drop it on 4th down before we can even get a damn turnover.
So you're saying the defense is the problem. And just based on what you're seeing so far, I mean, his numbers are good. Tom Brady, he still hasn't fallen off that cliff that everybody's been talking about for the last 15 years.
Brother, they hit that man last night. He was getting ready to deliver that ball. I was watching him on the sideline, Mike.
Yeah.
He was grabbing his arm. He was shaking at everything. And what did he do? Go throw for another 350, 366,
yeah.
370.
Yeah.
He's a warrior. He's an absolute killer.
He's a fucking animal, right?
You leave that door open for Tom Brady, he's stepping through and pissing on you, your old lady, and your dog. You
he don't give a
at all. At all. The ultimate killer. I love him. I love him.
Me
I
would- too. You know, as a fan, to be able to appreciate him in Tampa, because in New England, I just...
Oh, no, we
just,
hated
I
it.
Saw
we hated
red.
It. No. I couldn't stand it either. I couldn't stand it either. But when he left there... gave us a whole new appreciation for him because Belichick is just too hard to like. I mean, come on. Come on. You saw that shit Sunday in Green Bay?
I saw it. I
loved it, too. All the antics. Come on, dude. You got no quarterback. You got no team. Number 30 might be the worst linebacker, secondary guy I've seen in the league in the last 15 years. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I'm glad because I was thinking, when the last time Aaron Rodgers lost to a third-string quarterback?
He wasn't going to let that happen.
Oh, he was damn close.
He was damn close. But,
he was damn
I mean,
close. Yeah.
I was like, I was happy they lost. I love seeing New England suffer, and I love seeing Belichick freak out and do all that bullshit, screaming and yelling.
The helmet. I smashed the headphones. I was like, what the hell went on? Because I was at the tailgate for the Bucks game. I'm like, what the hell went on? Funny.
We talked about the bullshit. We talked about the concussions. We talked about AB. We didn't even talk about, what about fucking Brett Favre?
Are we serious with this? That's the one thing. When it first came, I'm like, are we serious with this? I mean, like, what? Out of all the things on earth, the welfare fund? The people with the EBT card? The people who get food stamps? I mean, Favre, Come on, dog. I know this Mississippi, but come on, dog. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, and then the shit that really takes it over the top for me, Mike, is the text messaging.
He knew.
Oh, knew, knowing ain't the word, but the privilege to type this shit. Why wouldn't you pick the phone up? Because you know he's going to answer your call.
Right.
You could have talked on the phone, told him, we ain't taking no for an answer. Is the media going to find out? And none of the audacity. You type this. Come on.
If it was Warren Moon or if it was Randall Cunningham, don't you think this would be a bigger story?
How about Jameis Winston? The Crab Legs got more motherfucking coverage than this. And you know that Publix manager, Sonny Mineta, get it for free. I've been shopping at Publix since I was a kid. Well, shopping is a pleasure. And whenever I go in there and I see the manager, when I was in a situation, hey, dog, let me get a couple of these burgers. Oh, go right ahead. Come on, dog. Stop that. Crab Legs? And we talking about people who need this money. The poor, the poorest of the poor. In the poorest state in the union. A place where Jackson, Mississippi ain't got clean water.
Yo, listen, you're in the Hall of Fame. I put him in my shitbag Hall of Fame, Sap.
Oh, all day. First ballot.
I might name, I'm running it up the flagpole because there is a chain of command in the shitbag Hall of Fame.
There should be an award.
I'm actually thinking of naming a building after him.
Oh, that's even better. Hell yeah. So it stands forever. Because, dude, you got to be a low-down, dirty, low-down piece of, oh my, the welfare fund? And then you type, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Right.
What?
Did you ever get him really good when you played?
11 times. What are you talking about?
11 times you got him, huh?
Yeah, I had a little fun with him. I mean, but, you know, he's old country boy. You know, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. And he's as tough as they come.
He's a tough motherfucker, right?
He's tough as it comes. So the toughness shows you how dumb he is right. In this situation.
Dumb.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. How the hell could you type that, Mike?
Yeah. It's,
how the hell could you?
It's grimy.
How the hell did you fathom taking money from the poorest state on the union
for
a college? You know what? I said this to Marshall Faulk and Sterling because, you know, I sent you the video where Sterling said it's his quarterback. I said, I want to know how many games his daughter's winning. How many games they're winning? Are they going to the national championship?
Right. They ain't doing shit.
Thank you. That's what I said. You know, we stole money from people to put something up for your daughter who might not even start on the team.
Right. Right. That's crazy.
Insane.
Pivoting again, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you know I'm a Giants fan, so I can't stand them. What?
I can't stand the Eagles either.
Here's my question, and don't get mad at me for asking. Can they go undefeated?
Yes.
They don't have a great schedule. They got the Cardinals, Cowboys, Steelers, Texans.
Like I said, yes.
What do you think of their defense? I mean, they're disrupting. I got them in my fantasy football league. What do you think of their defense? Are they right now, they're serious contenders, right?
Let me give it to you. Fletcher Cox, 55. The kid on the end, number 7. I forget his name. I went and watched some practice against the Dolphins. Now, don't even worry about the fat boy from Georgia. Don't worry about him because, you know, he got a I can't wait to eat problem. That's what he ain't got a weight problem. He got I can't wait to eat problem. And now he got a lot of money, so he's going to eat his way out of the league in 3 years. I promise you this. But they, with Slay on the corner, they do some special things because their front and back end is as good as anybody in the league. And when your front end can rush and your back end could cover and you could change formations and a different thing, and let's be honest, the NFC East sucks.
Sucks.
We got Cooper Rush down there. Michael Irvin, oh my God, just stop, Mike. Cooper Rush is going to come off the rail. You know this. And then Dak don't come back cold as ice. So, you know, Dallas just got delusional fans, so we can't even count them. The Washington Commanders, my God, Carson Wentz, you throw the ball 42 times for 175 yards? How's that possible?
If you had a gun to your head right now Carson's older, and you had to pick Carson Wentz or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, no, don't do that. Shoot me. I don't want either one.
Yo, what these two dudes, I mean, is Cameron Newton, he's got to be available. Like, he's, I mean, something.
No. Cam Newton threw 5 touchdowns last year in the league. No.
I mean, somebody. Baker Mayfield, I didn't like this dancing motherfucker since he came in the league. I did not like him when he had that good rookie season. I thought it was bullshit. I didn't like his bullshit. And he looks like shit down there. And between him and Carson Wentz, I mean, honestly, who you have to pick one quarterback. You, Warren Sapp, today. Who do you pick?
Who's older?
Carson Wentz.
So I'll take Baker because Baker's got a little run around in him. You know, if he got a little run around, maybe you can save me. But Carson Wentz is a mistake waiting to happen. I mean.
I don't think we're waiting. I think the mistake happened.
They got a 20-something million dollar receiver in Washington. He has 14 catches right now.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
What? They throw the ball to Andrews every week, Cooper Kupp every week, Justin Jeffries every week. And you can't find McLaren in Washington?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm blown away by this. But it's got to be the quarterback. It's got to be. Got to be.
Because McLaren's, he's the real deal, right?
Dude, run the best route, good hand, nice guy. You know, really is a good dude. I was up there for a week plus. Man, really good dude, man. I couldn't understand.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you watch football on a Sunday, because you're on top of every team, every player, what is your setup on a Sunday to watch your football?
I watch the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock game, Sunday game, but like today and tomorrow is when I go inside and I actually have the tape in front of me and I go in it.
And that's when you start understanding the nuances.
That's when I break it down and figure out, like our defensive tackle, Vita Vega, All they gotta do is watch the first two plays of the Green Bay game. They drive him off the ball 6 yards, and the next play they drop him on his knees. What? And you don't think Andy Reid and the enemy saw this? That's why Kansas City came down here with a plan to run that ball. Mm. And then once they got the run, that's when they got the run game going. Now you got play action pass with Kelce and Mahomes.
Yeah, you can't deal with that.
You can't deal with that. That's a double-edged sword that has a gun at the other end.
Yo, one of the most surprising coaches in college football, I think everybody, is Dion. You know, he's doing a good job. He's bringing a lot of attention down there. I asked you this before. You know, you love the game. You understand the game. You understand the nuance of the game. You know, you understand where the game was when you played, and you understand where the game is today. Is there any interest in you coaching?
Yes. I told him I'm going back to get my degree, and when he goes to a big school, because I can't go where they ain't got no clean water. I can't do that. I can't. I like to get in the shower and put water in my mouth, Mike. You know the people in Mississippi told the people, you can bathe, but just make sure your mouth is closed when you're in the shower. You take a shower with your mouth closed?
That's how it is down there for real.
Dude, they told him, do not open your mouth and let the water go in your mouth.
Has Dion talked to you about coaching?
No, I talked to Dion about it. I talked to Dion about it because I was there. I had something to do in Dallas. I called him up. I said, I'm coming to the house and fish at the lake. All right, I'm coming to get you. He came, picked me up, drove me to the house. And that was the day after he had just met with the president and the athletic director at Jackson State. And he said he was going. And he was taking off with his son after me and him hung out a little while, took off. And I looked at him. I said, I don't know about Jackson State, but if you get one of them Power Five schools, I'm coming.
So you would want to do it?
Oh, I'm going D-line with him. Oh, yeah.
You want to start in college before you do pros? What's the difference? What is the difference between
I wouldn't coach pro football.
Why?
They make too much money and they spoil brats. They only believe in likes, views, followers, and comments.
And if you did it, you think it would be too frustrating?
I don't have that kind of time to give away for men who don't believe in themselves.
Right.
They just want the check. And the check is so big now that, you know, the guy from New England makes $20 million in 2 years, and you can't even pick him out of a lineup, the D-tackle.
Right.
I don't remember no D-tackle dominating that game on Sunday against Green Bay U.
Right.
Exactly. $20 million? What? That's
a lot of fucking money, man.
17.18 of it guaranteed. I was like, wait a minute, the most I ever made was 6.6 in a year. My God, 17.8? That's 3 years. That's the last 3 years of my $36 million deal. Are you kidding me?
Damn.
Exactly. Exactly. We were born at the wrong time, Mike.
Shit.
These kids make so much money now, dog. It ain't funny. What you gonna say to me?
Right.
What? You don't believe I'm the best? Then
right.
I don't care. What you gonna do about it? You can't cut me.
Right. We talked about Lamar. What's your favorite player to watch in the NFL right now?
It used to be Lamar Jackson until his ass threw that interception on fourth down. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Lamar? It's fourth down. It's 20-20. You don't throw that ball out of bounds?
Right.
First of all, Harbaugh was supposed to kick it and not give him this chance to fuck it up.
Well, talk about that.
No, because you go with the philosophy that our defense has been stopping them all day and that we're on the 1 yard line, so if we don't make it, they're not finna go driving and win. Bullshit. As soon as you say that, that's when it happens.
So who's at fault? Obviously, you know, Lamar threw the pass, but...
Oh, no, Lamar. It's never the X's and O's. Once the players call, now it's the Jimmys and Joes and Willies and Joes that gotta execute it.
Do you think these analytics and the coaches making decisions on the analytics, like, you're not with it?
Tell me how Nathaniel Hackett is working out with the analytics.
Right.
Tell me how Matt Patricia is working out with the analytics. Huh?
Was Patricia an analytic guy?
Absolutely they were. Whenever you see some, and then Lane Kiffin was an analytics guy when he was at Oakland with me, and he was going for it on fourth down in between the 40s. I remember this like yesterday. I remember looking over at, what was my man's name? That offensive coordinator. He passed away this year, too, from Kansas City. What is it? I can't remember his name. It ain't Hackett, because that's Paul Hackett. It was the other NFL name. God almighty. Oh, I can't remember. I can see his face right now.
It's all right.
No, but I look at him. I say, yo, I said, this ain't college. He said, I'm working on him. We were in a preseason game. I'm like, yo, this ain't college. He's like, I'm working on him. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You can't come into the NFL without a plan or how to get it done and think you're going to do the same thing you did in college. Ask Pete Carroll. That's how Pete Carroll became a better coach after the first time.
He stepped his shit up, right? He evolved with it.
He realized he needed competition Wednesday. He needed to put his men under duress so they can show him what he got so I can put you out on Sunday and have confidence that you'll do it.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Right.
Because what a coach says to a player when he puts him on a football field and starts him, I trust you with my wife's expense account and my children's tuition. Because if you don't get the job done, they're going to fire my ass and I got to go find another job. That's what that is saying. That's why I would never be a coach. You're not going to take a first ballot Hall of Famer and tell me I'm underneath your direction.
Right.
What?
Right.
I'd fight somebody, and then you can't fight somebody as a grown man. Then you'd be fighting every day, you know?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Nah. So kids, you can tell them, say, listen, I've been through this. If you don't want to do it, I'll just pull you out. Because in college, I can just pull you out. The general manager and the owner's not going to let me do that in the NFL.
Right. So I would love to see you coaching. I think you would love it. I think you know you would love it, and I think you would be successful at it. I think you would resonate with the kids.
I think I would, too, because I'm going to speak a language they understand. It's about money and power. And if you want it, you better dedicate yourself to working for it. Because if you ain't got 15 hours on the job and doing one thing, you can't tell me you know what you're doing yet.
So you think that Deion is making, like, it's good that he's in that world culture, right?
Yes. I love it because I watched him coach those two boys of his all the way through high school. And I watched him drive 90 minutes every morning to get to the school in order to coach them. And then don't leave until after practice and drive another 90 minutes back home and do this every day. I say, my God. I say, Deion is ready for coaching because he's put himself in a position where now he wants to lead men on a level that he led grown men. And I love it about him because he's so straightforward. Oh, my God. I mean, I watched him since I was in, you know, he was in high school racing Sammy Smith from my high school. They were racing all the way to the state championship, and we were following him every week, following him. So I've been watching Deion since I was in junior high. I mean, up close and personal. So,
right.
I mean, that's like my homeboy, you know. It's like my bigger brother, like my uncles, you know. So if I can do anything for those kids to make sure that they take their mom off a dirt road, no cable television, no air conditioning, I'm with that. I'm with that because my mom sit and watch her fish swim and enjoy herself over there now. And I know what that's like. I know what the joy you can bring your parents by putting them on easy street. So I can't die with this knowledge, Mike. And I've watched too many coaches sit there and curse and not coach. Just cuss. I'm like, when the coaching going on? When is the teaching? When is the caressing, the love? You got to love on these kids because if you don't love on them, they're not going to love you back. And then when you give them tough love, they're going to turn on you. Oh, you hating. I'm not hating, son. I'm just stating the facts.
Right. I would love to see you doing it.
I'm trying. I'm going to get to it. I got to get my degree. You know anybody?
Shit, dude, you're asking. You got more of a chance of getting your degree than I got of getting mine. I don't even know if I graduated high school, Sap. Fuck.
You got a diploma. I know you got that.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I do. I was that big of a pain in the ass. They were like, listen, just don't come back. Just don't come back.
Whoa. You don't have a walking across the stage with the hat and gown?
Oh, no. Hell no.
You don't have a diploma then.
Nah. There was no walking across the stage. It was, they were like, don't come back. Just do not come back.
What was this? P.S. what?
This is Martin Luther King High School. So you know if it's a Martin Luther King High School in New York City, listen, they were done with me.
Done.
They were finito.
Done. And you were the fifth white guy in the school. They were definitely done with you.
Done. So my final question for you, and I could talk football and talk shit with you all day.
Me too.
Based on everything we know right now, heading into week 5, we've seen week 4, we've seen the injuries, we've seen the Eagles, Lamar, we've seen Tom Brady. If you were going to pick the final 4 teams that are going to be left in January, February, give it to me. I know this is hypothetical bullshit. Somebody's going to hurt their ankle. Just give me the 4 best teams. Give me the 4 best teams in the league right now that'll sustain throughout the year.
Okay, in the NFC, I'm gonna go Eagles, Bucks, and the AFC Bills, Chiefs.
All right, I'm not going to argue with you.
Bills, Chiefs is the one. The NFC is the undamn known at this point right now. My God. Yeah. My God. Everybody's 1-3, 2-2. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, Mike, and most people don't know this. Me and my Tampa Bay Buccaneers started 3 years in a row at 3-4 and made the playoffs every year and went to the NFC Championship games. One of the four left. So trust me, the first month ain't the season. Nor is the second month.
No, you ain't worried about your Buccaneers.
November and December is what they remember. Because we're sitting around the TV around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, the holiday time. That's when the games get good, baby. November and December is what they remember, baby. Yes.
Hey, Sap, listen, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, the Thursday night games. Killer. I don't know if you know these guys. Aside from the football, you need to, what's the quarterback's name with the beard who's the most exciting thing he ever did was when he put on that outfit? Fitzpatrick.
No. You talking about the pregame show?
Yo, Richard Sherman was one of the great shit talkers that ever. Why is he up there trying to be? He's so sanitized. Like he's trying to be a broadcaster. This guy used to make great quotes, and you know, put that sorry ass receiver on me. And when you put a camera and a suit on him, it's like literally like he's a different person. You got to tell these dudes to have some fun and lighten up.
No, their producer is telling them what to do to keep their jobs, and they're doing it.
They want it like white bread, corny, just nothing.
The average viewer of CBS is a 55-year-old white man.
I'm not saying, obviously, he's not on Instagram. You don't have to bring it to level.
No. But
they're not even analyzing the game in a fun way.
They're not doing shit. They just wasting time until they can turn their ass off and turn the game on. That's all it is.
It's so fucking boring.
It's bad. And they have no chemistry. That's the bad part about it. They ain't even talking trash to each other. At least when me and Falk started game day morning, we were going at it like two cats and dogs. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's boring. I don't understand it.
They don't want to talk because, you know, Tony Gonzalez don't know no football. Tony Gonzalez don't know no football. That's Michael Strahan's little friend. And then they got the chick on the set. And then Fitzpatrick is the friendly Amish Jew on the set. And then you got Richard Sherman over here who, oh, my God. He wants to be, he's from Stanford. So now he has to show you I'm from Stanford.
Yeah, but the Stanford guy, that was used to be fun because it's like, yo, I'm from Compton. I'm from Stanford. He used to talk. He's boring. They stink. I'm not watching that pregame ever again.
Don't save your time, brother.
Yeah, it stinks.
Oh, halftime's even worse.
Yeah, it's not good. Oh, it's boring.
I tell you what, Matt Hasselbeck and Teddy Bruschi ain't telling you shit on ESPN either. Neither is Randy Moss.
No, but at least there's a little bit of pep in their step. You know, a little bit of pep in their step. You know, I don't know. It's football. If you're not breaking down analytics, I want to hear you talking shit.
At least say something. Say something that'll move me, something about the game, because calling the players that play the game, you ain't getting them but the generic shit.
Generic. It stinks.
Last night I was standing on the field with Tom Brady. Tom Brady looked at me and said, Seth, we're going to light their ass up. It didn't happen. but at least he was convinced that his week of preparation had led him to a fact where he could think he was going to light their ass up. I mean, they scored 31. We just couldn't stop nobody.
Nah, he couldn't stop them.
They run it for 8 yards a carry. My God almighty. You can't win a game like that. And then you don't give Tom enough snaps. I think they were, 14 for 16 on third down, something like that? Insane. Unbelievable. So.
But it don't start till November.
November, December is what they remember, baby. So this first 2 months, enjoy yourself. Do a lot of tailgating, get a lot of drinking. Then we're going to see who's hurt and what you like to do, who you like to throw it to, and now we're going to take it away and see what you got. Now it's time to play.
Sap, mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming back with me on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast.
Anytime, baby. I love Rapid Sap. You already know this.
Rapid Sap, I need to come down there and go fishing with you. We catch some of that big...
Dude, what are we doing down there? This is the time of year right now we have it all going on. The groupers, the season is open. The mahi's coming in. Everything. The big snappers, the big tunas. Come on down, baby. We got... And it's cool right now. My God.
It's nice, right?
Oh, we played golf today. I didn't sweat. My tank wasn't wet. I had a real good time. It was a real good time.
All right, I want to come down there, Sap.
Come on, man. You got the phone number. Just let me know when you're coming. Hey, I will be gone to the middle of October. You know, I got to take me a vacation because, you know, November and December is what they remember. So I got to go recharge. Yeah, I got to go recharge.
And then get ready for the real season.
For the run, baby. You run for about 10, 12 weeks and that thing righteous, boy.
All right, cool, Sap. Yo, I appreciate it always, Sap.
Tell the wifey I said hello.
I will. She hears me screaming over there.
I heard her banging shit over there. And tell Dean ass, the skits can't get any better. God damn, boy. Y'all two are something special, boy.
Do you think I should body slam his ass one time, Sap, or no?
Physical violence is never the answer, Michael.
Well, I mean, you see this fucker's relentless. Sometimes...
Oh, he's relentless. Absolutely. I love it, though. But sometimes you just got to let him be relentless, damn it. At least he's consistent.
And at least he's entertaining the people.
Hey, if he wasn't consistent and entertaining, I'd tell you, kick him right up his ass and throw him out of there. But he's a good boy. I like that boy. I love that boy.
Yo, Sap, I'll stay in touch with you.
Hey, we'll be back in week 8, the halfway point, and then we'll go to the rest. Gotcha.
Bet.
After October, I see you for November. We'll set it up, and I'll tell you who's going the fuck down.
All right, bet.
Love you. Love you, brother.
Love you, too. All right. Talk to you soon, Sap. All right. My man. Boom, I told you it was going to be a good podcast. Came, saw, conquered. Came, saw, and sacked the motherfucking quarterback. I want to thank Warren Sapp once again for joining me on the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Like I said, I'll be in Minnesota this weekend. I'll be in Austin in 2 weeks. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this beautiful, hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.